From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Tuesday, March 17th, 2026. A federal judge has permanently blocked an Arkansas law requiring copies of the Ten Commandments in all state-run buildings. U.S. District Judge Timothy Brooks found the law known as Act 573 violates the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, prohibiting government from favoring one religion over another. The permanent injunction prohibits school districts named as defendants in the lawsuit from enforcing the law. Those include the Conway, Fayetteville, and Bentonville school districts. A new report highlights a shortage of affordable rental housing across Arkansas. A report from the National Low Income Housing Coalition says that's driven by a gap between low incomes and the cost of housing, along with a limited supply of affordable homes. In Arkansas, there are only 48 rental homes that are affordable and available for every 100 extremely low-income households. According to the report, the state would need about 55,000 additional affordable housing units to meet that demand. The report also notes that a full-time worker in Arkansas would need to earn about $1,898 an hour to afford the average fair market rent for a two-bedroom home. A candidate for sheriff of a central Arkansas county is suing over alleged defamatory social media postings. The lawsuit from England Police Chief Richard Friend accuses seven people of defaming him online with claims of corruption and theft, among other crimes. One post alleges Friend has a violent pattern of behavior against women and abused his authority as police chief. Friend is running against Dustin Robertson in the Republican runoff for Saline County Sheriff. The winner there won't face a Democratic opponent in November. An infusion of federal dollars will help expand capacity and fund improvements at a historically black Central Arkansas school. The $7 million will go toward health and science programs at Little Rock's Philander Smith University. The school's president, Maurice Gibson, previewed some of the infrastructure improvements in a news conference on Monday.
These resources will allow us to enhance instructional laboratories, expand our simulation and clinical training opportunities, strengthen partnerships with healthcare providers, and create new pathways for students who are called to lives of service in nursing. But most importantly, it will allow more students in the state of Arkansas to answer that call.
The nursing program also plans to buy a mobile unit to help reach more of the state. Gibson says the funding comes at a particularly important time.
Across Arkansas and across the nation, our healthcare systems are facing significant workforce shortages. Hospitals, clinics, and community health providers are seeking skilled nurses and allied health professionals who are prepared not only with the knowledge, but with compassion, with cultural understanding, and a deep sense of service.
The funding was secured through a congressionally directed spending request from Republican U.S. Senator John Bozeman. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has appointed a new member of the University of Arkansas System Board of Trustees. The governor tapped Ashley Caldwell to serve a 10-year term on the board. Caldwell is a business executive and president of the Arkansas Governor's Mansion Association. She's married to Chris Caldwell, a lobbyist and Governor Sanders' former campaign manager who currently serves on the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. And just a note, Little Rock Public Radio is licensed to the Board of Trustees at the University of Arkansas System. Arkansas State University System trustees approved measures to support campus construction projects in a meeting last week. The board approved a $15 million investment for the first phase of the Career Readiness Education and Skills Training, or CREST, Center at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. Interim System President Robin Myers said they will pursue tax credits to help finance the project and a planned health sciences center at Arkansas State University Newport. Trustees also authorized a bridge loan of up to $5 million while awaiting government and private funding. The Arkansas Farm Bureau says clearing log jams from the Cache River is a growing priority. Last year, hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland in northeast Arkansas were left unplanted because of flooding from the river. Large log jams and a channelized section of the river have also contributed to ongoing challenges. Farmers say they're working to formalize an organization that could coordinate efforts among growers, conservation groups, and agencies. Organizers say the goal is to develop a whole watershed approach to improve conditions for farmland and natural areas along the Cache River, though they say the long-term impacts of current efforts remain uncertain. Cypress Creek Renewables has announced it will acquire the Steel River Solar and Battery Storage Project from Swift Current Energy. The project is currently being developed in Mississippi County in northeast Arkansas. When completed, Steel River is expected to include 2.5 gigawatts of solar generation and nearly 3 gigawatt hours of battery storage, placing it among the largest solar plus storage facilities in the United States. Steel River is estimated to cost more than $4.5 billion and is expected to generate over $300 million in tax revenue over the life of the project. All phases are expected to be in service by 2029. And today we'll see a high of 53 degrees with mostly sunny skies, not as cold this evening with a low of 40. No rain in the forecast this week, and temperatures will warm back up as we approach the weekend. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.